So it looks like the track even opened a few minutes earlier than a quarter till, and so.
Yeah, we were there waiting for it to open, and we wanted the best possible surface we could get. And the one thing about being a regular here is we know that the best surface here is the very first early in the morning, even better than first after. So because it's had so much, they seal it and put water on it at night, so it's packed and nice. So we wanted the best track.
And he worked in a minute.
Yeah, nice and easy, and it looks like he was galloping. I mean, he was just doing it on his own. He'd come back, he couldn't blow a match.
Who was the horse he worked with?
Mean Bone.
How's that spelled?
Mean Bone. M-E-A-N-B-O-N-E.
Is that who he normally goes out on the track with?
We use different people all the time. Uh-huh. We different horses. The thing about him is that it's kind of interesting. The reason I knew he was good is because he made whoever was beside him tired. So we don't use the same horse all the time because it wears him out. He gallops so easy that you don't realize how fast you're moving. Mm-hmm. So we keep switching them up.
And so Greta was on Whitmore, and your wife was on...
Well, Jose was on Jose. Was on Mean Bone.
What's Jose's last name?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jose. Yeah. All right. This is his last work before
yeah.
And just, you know, you're in the Derby. I mean,
yeah.
Your thoughts on?
As long as he stays happy and healthy, we're excited. We're our position right now. So we're, I'm very pleased with where we're at to this point.
Are you concerned about the pace scenario?
No, I think it's finally our turn. I think coming from where we come from with the tracks that we've been on and stuff, I think this is finally, if we get a decent trip, this is our best chance.
Well, what better race to have your best chance than the Kentucky Derby?
That's right. We feel like you feel like one of those teams that get beat in the conference finals and then they're going to the Final Four. You know, now you're ready. Now you're stepping up. This is what you've been working for all year. And, you know, not to say that I would love to have won the Arkansas Derby. You know, but it wasn't in the cards, but maybe we can win this one.
Okay. Actually, I do have another question about the pace.
Yeah.
What gives you the confidence? Do you think some of those California horses will show, like Cupid did when he came to Oakland?
Because
once California horses leave, they tend to have a lot of speed.
I plan on being closer to the pace because the natural distance is stretching out. And I know that his cruising speed is his most efficient thing that he has. He has a burst, you know, a huge turn of foot, but he's not one of these long grinding deals. So if we can just gallop and be beside these other guys going a natural speed, you know, that's and then gradually use our run, then I'll feel more comfortable.
He's got the right rider for it.
Yeah, he seems to be
Will he have sat on popular. The horse before?
No. We don't want him to get too familiar.
Well, talk about Victor Espinosa and having the Triple Crown winning jockey on your horse.
Well, we're excited that he's got experience in the race, and he's comes with a lengthy line of credentials. So we're happy. We're trying to put a good combination together, and would have been happy with several riders, but I'm extremely happy to have Victor.
You know, it's one thing to feel like your horse is sitting on a huge effort. Is it another thing to feel like you're going to win the Derby, or
yeah.
is it are they one and the same?
Well, there's so many variables, you know. I mean, it's not always the best horse that wins. And, you know, whether or not I don't know if people will ever think that the horse that beat a Fleet Alex was better than a Fleet Alex. But a Fleet Alex had an obstacle he couldn't overcome. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sometimes it works out to where, you know, it's just that guy's day. And I just hope that this race, we get a chance to show what we are.
What are you? What is Whitmore?
He's a bad man.
All right, thanks.